Exercise 17, Conversation 1. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor on campus.
I'm really sorry, Professor Irwin. I was sick yesterday.
Look, I'm not upset that you couldn't keep the appointment, but it is common courtesy to call. You know that.
Yes, I do.
During registration, I have to see all my students. And sometimes they have to wait several days to get in. When someone doesn't show and doesn't call, that deprives someone else of an appointment time.
You're right. I apologize. I didn't feel well, and I guess I just wasn't thinking straight at the time.
Okay. Apology accepted. Now I suppose you need to set up another appointment.
Yes, I do. Can you see me now if I wait?
No. I can see you at 3 o'clock this afternoon or during my office hour on Tuesday or Thursday.
Great. Your office hour is best. That's 2 o'clock, right?
That's right. Which day do you prefer?
Tuesday.
Okay. Be there this time.
I will be. Thanks a lot.
Number one. What is the main subject of the conversation? Two. When is the man's new appointment scheduled? Three. What should the man have done about his first appointment? Four. What is the man's excuse? Five. What word best describes Professor Irwin's attitude toward the student? Conversation 2. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor on campus.
Dr. Newberry, could I speak with you?
Sure. Come on in.
I need to ask you to let me take the final early.
May I ask why?
Yes, it's because I bought a ticket to go home for Christmas, and my flight leaves on Tuesday. That's the day before the exam.
Yes, well, Penny, the exam schedule is printed in the registration materials. You had to know the dates. Why didn't you buy your ticket for the day after the exam?
Truthfully, I just made a mistake. And now I've got a real problem because the ticket is non-refundable and I can't afford to buy another one. Dr. Newberry, I live too far away to get home for Thanksgiving and spring break like the other students do. This is my only chance to see my family during the school year. I'm sorry that it happened. But couldn't you make an exception this time? Or could you give me an incomplete and let me make it up next semester?
Okay, anyone can make a mistake. You can take the exam on Monday.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Number one. What is the woman's main purpose in this conversation? Two. Why does the woman have a problem? Three. On what day is the exam scheduled? Four. What does the professor decide to do? Five. When does this conversation most probably take place?